Hello, listeners, and welcome to the MRS Materials Minute podcast. My name is Damon Dozier, and I'm the Director of Government Affairs for the Materials Research Society. This podcast is produced by the Washington Office of MRS. Washington has been relatively quiet over the past month as Congress continues its traditional summer recess. However, both sides of the aisle are gearing up for a flurry of activity after Congress returns on September the 5th. If Congress cannot come to an agreement on a stopgap spending agreement for fiscal year 2018, large portions of the federal government will shut down when the current fiscal year ends on September 30th. In recent years, Congress has almost always resorted to passing one or more continuing resolutions that extend funding at current levels, trying to buy time to reach a final agreement. Although many members are concerned about allowing funding to run out during a shutdown period, a number of contentious issues, such as whether the final package should include funding for President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall, will raise the chance for a deadlock this year. In addition, towards the end of September, the government is expected to reach the statutory debt limit, the limit on the amount it can borrow to finance the national debt. Although many in the administration and Congress advocate a clean raise of the limit, others may try to use it as leverage to obtain concessions on spending cuts. A previous impasse over lifting the debt limit led to the Budget Control Act of 2011, which set 10 years of hard caps on discretionary spending, the portion of the budget which from the vast majority of R&D programs are funded. The House has indicated that it will vote the week of Labor Day on a combined version of 8 of the 12 annual appropriations bills that it has not yet considered. The House approved the 4 other bills in a security-focused package in July, including those that fund the Department of Energy and Defense. Amendments to the bills are being accepted until Friday, August 25th. Passage of the remaining bills will convey the House spending priorities as it continues negotiations with the Senate on a final agreement. The Congressional Budget Office, or the CBO, estimates that the House appropriations bills would exceed the current caps on defense spending by about $72 billion and thus would trigger across-the-board spending cuts known as sequestration if Congress and President do not reach a deal to raise the cap. The Senate appropriations bills are estimated to exceed the defense cap by $2 billion and the non-defense cap by $3.8 billion. This has been the Materials Minute podcast. Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for more late-breaking news.